Part 5, Restoring Our Mission. Following the heart of Jesus, we are beloved sons of the Father who are called to share in His divine mission. As Jesus was the perfect Son, He was sent by the Father to establish His kingdom on earth and be the perfect revelation of His mercy and love for all people. Brothers, united to Jesus, this is our exalted mission. To be clear, our life of mission in this world is a battle. Daily, we are called to fight for the kingdom of God, waging all the necessary battles to be men fully alive in our faith. Mary's whole life and vocation was dedicated to her sacred mission. In the Guadalupe event, she remains disciple and missionary of God's love as the riverbed, Guadalupe, which brings Christ to this land. And she is here to help us be faithful to ours. Likewise, St. Juan Diego is a great example of a man who was given a great mission by God, and his yes brought countless souls to encounter God in a new way. Day 33, Living Our Identity and Mission to the Full. Jesus, Living the Fullness. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made Him known. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 18. As we prepare to do battle in our life of mission, it is essential to first understand that our mission flows from our identity. As always, Jesus sets the perfect example for us. The core foundation of the identity of Jesus was always His beloved sonship. He had a profound sense in all circumstances of His life that He was the beloved Son of the Father. With that said, with reverence, we stand before the mystery of how Jesus matured in His identity and received His mission. The Scripture tells us, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years, and in divine and human favor." The divine life of the Father constantly overflows into the person of Jesus. When He became man, He was sent to share this life and love to all the sons and daughters of the Father. In this relationship of love, Jesus the Son is now Jesus our brother. As is with the course of our own humanity, the maturing of brotherly love becomes spousal love when a man lays his life down for his bride. Jesus, as bridegroom of the church, lives this identity in full when He lays down His life for His bride, the church. With this momentum of love, Jesus lives the fullness of His identity as son, brother, and spouse when He reveals the love of the Father to the world. Clearly, when Jesus manifests the love of the Father to the world, there is a new inbreaking of the kingdom of God which brings us new life. His identity, now expressed outwards to all of us in divine love, reveals His true mission to bring salvation. Following in the footsteps of Jesus, we too are called to keep growing in our identity so we can live the fullness of our mission. Mary, sharing in the fullness. Mary's whole life and vocation was a front row seat to the overflowing generosity of God. As the mother of God, Mary was able to witness firsthand the whole life of Jesus and how the divine life and love of the Father, perfectly manifested in the person of the Holy Spirit, overflowed into Jesus and then to others. As Jesus increased in wisdom and in years, Mary pondered her son's life and mission to bring salvation to the world. Mary was an especially supporting and encouraging presence to Jesus as He prepared to teach, preach, and to lay down His life in love for His people. She realized that as His mother, she was not only to support Him and encourage Him, but to also share in the very life of His mission. Thus, she shared in the overflow of his divine mission to love. Saint Juan Diego and us, you have been given a mission for others. At our baptism, we receive the gift of our baptismal identity as adopted sons of the Father. As a son, Christ himself invites you on a journey to grow to the stature of the fullness of Christ as mature, adopted sons of the Father, fully alive in him. With the life and identity of Jesus as our model, Jesus shows us that sons have to then go on a mission to love and serve others. This is where we receive our identities as brother, husband, and father. As men in the kingdom of God, we are tasked to be his instruments and fight to bring the gospel way of life to those around us. The Mesoamerican indigenous cultures also had rituals for newborns that provided identity and purpose. Baby boys were handed arrows and shields. Baby girls were handed small spindles. Juan Diego, as a grown man, took upon himself, together with his wife, the new life of Christ in baptism, dying to his old life and identity, and becoming a son in the Son, so that Mary can intimately call him her Juan Diegotzin. She calls him by his baptismal name, and not Cuauhtlatoatzin, affirming his new identity and dignity in Christ. As Juan Diego's heart was filled with love and grace from the divine meeting, he was quickly called to be an instrument of divine love to those suffering around him. This expression of love outwards becomes the beginning of his mission in the world. As a son of the Father and Our Lady, you are called to be an instrument of God's love in the world. Your relationship with God is not just for you, but for your family, friends, and all those you meet along the way. Brother, the grace you are receiving here is meant to set the world on fire. Prayer. O Jesus, we adore you. We love you and we thank you for the gift of your presence. You are the beloved Son who constantly receives the love of the Holy Spirit from your Father and overflows that love into the world. As sons who are called to share in your mission, we long to be instruments of this overflow in the world. We ask you now to hear this prayer. Our Lady of Guadalupe, Mother of God and Mother of us, draw us close to your heart. You are the perfect mother who constantly supported and encouraged Jesus in his life and mission. As you called Saint Juan Diego on his mission to be an instrument of conversion and healing, call us now to be faithful to our God-given mission. Please come and fill us with your love.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The Litany of Restoration of Sonship. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our sonship. Jesus, beloved Son of the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, chosen Son of the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, seen and known by the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, safe and secure in the Father's gaze, restore my sonship. Jesus, Redeemer of every man, restore my sonship. Jesus, living in the blessing of the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, sent from the Father to save us, restore my sonship. Jesus, eternal Son of the Father, restore my sonship. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore in us the gift of prayer. Jesus, a man of deep prayer, restore my prayer. Jesus, living in perfect communion with the Father and the Holy Spirit, restore my prayer. Jesus, the compassionate gaze of the Father, restore my prayer. Jesus, always listening and receptive to the Father, restore my prayer. Jesus, full of trust and surrender, restore my prayer. Jesus, who consecrated every moment of his life to prayer, restore my prayer. Jesus, always pouring out your Holy Spirit on your bride, the church, restore my prayer. Jesus, always rejoicing in the Father with adoration and gratitude, restore my prayer. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our masculinity. Jesus, source of true masculinity, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, man of holy desire, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, most magnanimous and generous, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, most chaste, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, meek and pure, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, perfectly open and receptive, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, perfectly oriented to the Father, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, source of freedom and peace, restore my masculine heart. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our actions and attitudes with the power of the Beatitudes. Jesus, most poor, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, the Son who mourns, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, the righteous one, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, most merciful, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, most pure, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, Prince of Peace, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, suffering servant, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our God-given mission. Jesus, overflowing love of the Father, restore my mission. Jesus, the one who calls us to share in his own mission, restore my mission. Jesus, our brother who radically loves his neighbor, restore my mission. Jesus, bridegroom of the church, who lays down his life for his bride, restore my mission. Jesus, perfect revelation of the Father's heart, restore my mission. Jesus, perfect revealer of divine love and mercy, restore my mission. Jesus, divine healer sent from heaven, restore my mission. Jesus, the beloved Son who comes to bring us home to heaven, restore my mission. We make these prayers through the intercession of our Mother, Our Lady of Guadalupe. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.